Es hat also eine Schbach ist geschlagen beim Hüdem sagt das seit David Gimmel. Mish said Yosef Zacha ve Chula. Why is it that they went up to bury Yaakov? The Torah mentions Yosef, then Yosef's servants, and then the brothers. When it discusses their return, the Torah mentions Yosef, then the other brothers, and then first the servants. Reichen said initially the Mitzrayim did not respect their brothers. However, when they saw the tremendous honor that was given to Yaakov at his funeral, they began to respect them and allow them to go first. The honor that was given to them, when they saw all the nation, when all the other nations saw that Yosef's crown was placed on Yaakov's coffin, they went and placed their crowns on the coffin around his as well. Because although they initially came to wage war, when they saw the crown there, they removed their own crowns and placed it there for a total of 36 crowns on Yaakov's arm. The pasuk says that the misbeit gadol v'kaved mi'oy. The Raisa says even the horses and donkeys were in mourning. Esav came and tried to prevent Yaakov from being buried in Oros Machpelah. He said there are a total of 8 people that are going to be buried there. And since Yaakov already buried Leah there, the one remaining space belongs to me. He gets one space, I get one space. They said to Esav, no, you sold that right when you sold your rights to the Bechayr. He said, no, I gave up my rights to the Bechayr as a Bechayr, but I'm still a son, and therefore I have a right to one of the spaces. They said, no, Yaakov bought this from you from a separate transaction. Esav said, if that's true, show me the contract. They said, but the contract is back in Mitzrayim. They decided to send Naftali, since he's Ayola Shlucha, to go back and get the document. As this was going on, Chushim ben Don, who was never hard of hearing, asked what the delay was all about when he heard that they needed to wait for Naftali to return. He said, my grandfather will lay here in disgrace until Naftali is able to return. He took a stick, hit Esav on the head, killing him. This was the fulfillment of Rivka's nevuah when she hinted that her two sons would die on the same day. So although they didn't die on the same day, but they were buried on the same day. Fjekmer, why did only Yosef busy himself with the burial if the other brothers were there as well? Mer says that Yosef told him it's a greater respect for Yaakov to have his burial done by a king. The Mishnah said, "Mi lanu gadol mi Yosef v'chula." Raisa says, "Look how beloved mitzvahs were to Moshe. When all Klal Yisrael was busying themselves with getting the assets of Mitzrayim, Moshe busied himself with finding Yosef's remains. How did he know where they were? He went to Sarapas Asher, who was still living at the time. She told him that the Mitzrayim had put Yosef's remains in a heavy metal box and it was sent to the bottom of the Nile River so that it should be blessed and plentiful the water. Moshe went to the Nile and said, Yosef, the time has arrived for Hashem to redeem us, and the time has arrived, therefore, for us to keep our oath to you to take your remains out with us when we leave. If you show yourself now, good. If not, we're hereby released from your oath." Immediately, the coffin with Yosef floated to the surface. And don't wonder how it's possible for metal to float in the water, because we find that even Elisha was able to make a miracle where metal floated to the surface of the water. So for sure, Moshe can do so. Rav Nelson said that Yosef was buried in a tomb for the kings, maybe a pyramid, which had many coffins of kings in there. Moshe went there, didn't know which one was Yosef. He said, Yosef, the time has arrived for Hashem to redeem us, and the time has therefore arrived for us to keep our oath to you to take your remains with us when we leave. If you show yourself now, good. If not, we're hereby released from your oath." At that moment, the coffin of Yosef began to shake, showing which he was. Moshe took it and kept it with him all the years in the Midbar. There were two Aronis, the Aron HaKodesh and the Aron of Yosef, that were traveling together. When people would ask, what are these two there together? They were told, it's one of a mace and one of a course of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And they explained that it was appropriate to do so because Yosef was Kiyam Zeh Masheh Kasa Bazeh. He filled everything that was written in the Torah. In fact, if Moshe wouldn't have busied himself with Yosef's remains, the rest of the Yudin would have done so. And if not, then of course Yosef's own children would have done so. So in fact, even the Pasuk even attributes the carrying up of Yosef's remains to Klal Yisrael. So why is it that only Moshe did it? The Gemara says his descendants prefer that all of Klal Yisrael should do it instead of that just them themselves, because it's a greater covet for Yosef if Gan's Klal Yisrael was busy with him. And as long as Moshe was alive, they all let Moshe be busy with the remains, because that was the greatest honor of all for Moshe Rabbeinu himself to be busy with Yosef. Why was Yosef buried in Shechem? So Reb Chama, the son of Chanina, said he was stolen from Shechem, and therefore it was fitting for him to be returned to Shechem. One pasuk says, factly more, that Moshe took the remains of Yosef with him from Mitzrayim. Another pasuk says it was Bnei Yisrael who did so. So who was it? The son of Rav Chanina said, if someone does a good thing but doesn't complete it, and another person completes the act, it's the one who completes the act that gets the credit for having done the entire act, and therefore, since it was actually the Yidden who buried Yosef, they get the credit for the entire act. But also says, the person who didn't complete the act is also demoted from his greatness, as we see that Yehuda was demoted after starting to save Yosef by convincing the brothers not to kill him, but not completing it. Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni says, such a person, Nebuch, will ultimately bury his wife and children, like we see that was the case for Yehuda. Zakmar Vaiter, Yehuda, name of Rav, said that Yosef referred to his remains as bones even while he was alive, as the kapar when he allowed his father to be referred to as a servant to him. Rabbi Yehuda name of Rav said the reason Yosef died before all the other brothers is because he had a position of authority. The pasuk says Yosef hurad Mitzrayim. Rabbi Lazar says this teaches that Yosef brought down hurad. He brought down Mitzrayim in the sense that he brought down the astrologers by being able to interpret the dreams that they didn't know how to interpret. Pasuk says Vayakineu Paitifar Sris Paroi. So Rav said that Potiphar purchased Yosef with the intent to be mezana with him, but the Malach Avril came and emasculated him. Mishnah said, "Mi lanu godu meMoshe v'chulu." When Moshe, Zoktamar, when Moshe continued to daven to Hashem to allow him to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem finally said, "Rav loch, it's much for you. Do not continue to daven about this." Rav Levi said, "Moshe used the word Rav when he admonished Kairach, Rav lochem, which is why he himself was admonished with this word as well, Rav loch." Another explanation of Rav loch is that Hashem told Moshe, "There's another Rav, Yeshua, who is ready to take over, and his time has been reached, and therefore it can't be delayed. It cannot be delayed anymore." Another explanation is that Hashem told Moshe to stop davening because the gzeir would not be changed and it would seem improper to continue davening for something that Hashem, the Rav, was not going to change. Why was Hashem so strict with Moshe? Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva taught a braisa that the stronger camel gets a heavier burden, meaning a greater tzaddik is dealt with more strictly. Moshe said, "Ben mayav yasim shana anechi hayoyim, I am 120 years old today." Why today? This teaches that he died on his birthday and teaches that Hashem does this to complete the years of great tzaddikim. Moshe said, "Le'uchal oid lotzeis v'lovoi." It can't mean that he was physically weak, because we learn from a pasuk that he was physically strong until his death. Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, in the name of Yonis, said, it means that he could no longer give over Torah the way he used to. The pasuk says, "Moshe and Yeshua went and stood in the oil moed." A braisa says, on that Shabbos of the death of Moshe, there were two leaders. The day began under the rulership of Moshe and ended under the leadership of Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda said that Moshe died in Har Nevoi in the land of Reuven. We find from a pasuk that he was buried in the land of God, which was 4 mil away. How did he get from one to the other? Zakhti Gemar, he was carried there by the Shekhinah, and the Malachim were maspid him as he went. Some say that Moshe did not die, and they learned it from Gzeir Shavah and the word Shom of the pasuk by Yom Sham. The pasuk says that Moshe was buried in a low place in the land of Moab, opposite Beis Pa'ar. Rabbi said, although all these descriptions of the place are given, to this day no one knows where Moshe was buried. There was a time when the Romans sent people to look for the grave, and it always appeared to be somewhere else, depending on where they were standing, and therefore they couldn't find it. Rav Chama, the name of Rav Chanina, said, based on the pasuk, even Moshe himself doesn't know where the gravesite is. Rav Chama, the name of Rav Chanina, said, the reason Moshe was buried near the Beis Pa'ar is that he can bring a kapara for the aveir where the Yidden followed the Pa'ar. The Bach adds a whole piece of a Gemara over here, or before really, that the reason why Avish didn't want Moshe's place of burial to be known is that when the Churban happens, he didn't want the Yidden to go and cry there, because it's only Moshe's tefillahs that we see all the time were the ones that won out and saved the Yidden. He did not want that Gzera to be bottled, and therefore he made it that they cannot go to Moshe's burial place to daven. The Gemara continues. Chaman ben Rechanina said, the pasuk says that we are to follow in the ways of Hashem, but that's impossible. This means, what does it mean? It means we should try and follow in the Hashem's characteristics. Just as he clothed the naked, Adam and Chava, we should also do so. Just as he visited the sick, Avram Avinu, we should also. Just as he went to console Avelam, Yitzchak, when after Avram died, so we should do the same. Just as he buried the dead, like we see by Moshe, we should do the same as well.